In northwest New Mexico, the Navajo Indian Reservation is a spectacular, otherworldly landscape of mesas and giant sandstone rock formations jutting out of the red earth. Underneath the ground are huge reserves of coal. This is where the Navajo government and a company called Scythe Global Power want to build a 1,500-megawatt power plant called Desert Rock. And it's here where a small group of Navajos who oppose the project have set up their base of resistance.
It's called Doda Desert Rock. Doda means no in Navajo.
That's Eloise Brown. She's president of a group of Navajos who live near the proposed construction site. They've been camped out there since December in a small plywood shack attached to a trailer. Brown says she's quit her day job to protest the project full time.
I think this whole coal plant is just, people are just looking at dollar signs. They don't care about their people. They don't care about their Mother Earth, global warming. And I think it's about time that we be heard. We're going to stand here and stay here until, somebody listens to us.
Brown walks outside the shack with her son and grandfather, Julius Gilmore. He points out in Navajo where the power plant would go.
We all sampled the...
You see the drill down there?
Okay,
it's just northeast of there.
And that's your grandfather's house right there?
Yeah.
Her grandparents have spent their entire life there. They'll have to be relocated if the plant is built. From the protesters' camp, the tips of two giant smokestacks are visible. The Four Corners and San Juan generating stations were built in the 1970s during the last big construction wave of coal-fired plants. Desert Rock would be the third power plant in this area. Frank Misano is a spokesman for Desert Rock.
Already in the region, there is 2,300 megawatts of new requests for power. And that is just to satisfy the massive growth in the region right now. Those who say that, we just won't use coal, they're not looking at the larger picture, which says we really do have to have a balanced approach, not just that we don't like this one little carbon dioxide emission that comes from this plant.
Misano says Desert Rock would be one of the cleanest coal-fired plants in the country. He says scrubbers would remove many of the harmful chemicals that can lead to health problems and smog, and it would cough up less carbon dioxide than the older generation of coal-fired plants.
It's a higher heat rate, so the coal is heated up more so it combusts more completely. Basically, what you're doing is you're getting more efficiency, so you're getting more megawatts out of less coal.
Still, Desert Rock would emit about 10 million tons of CO2 every year. That's only about 15% less than older plants. There are 150 coal-fired plants like this one on the drawing board across the country, and 40 of those are likely to start up in the next 5 years. Many environmentalists worry if Desert Rock and other coal plants are built, we'll be saddling the country with growing greenhouse gas emissions for decades to come. Roger Clark is Air and Energy Director with the Grand Canyon Trust.
As a nation, we should consider a ban on all new coal plants. We're at a point now where we need to start reversing the amount of greenhouse gases that we're putting in the atmosphere. It's 19th century technology here in the 21st century that is something that we don't need.
The country's population is growing, and our thirst for energy is growing right along with it. Roger Clark and others believe we can meet that growing demand through energy efficiency improvements combined with investments in renewables. Here in the Southwest, the Navajo Nation is in the early stages of developing a wind farm, but that would only produce 200 megawatts of electricity. Desert Rock would be seven times that size. The tribe's primary focus in this debate isn't CO2 emissions or climate change, it's revenue. Desert Rock would generate an estimated $50 million annually for the impoverished tribe. If the plant gets its final environmental approvals and it isn't taken to court, that money could start flowing as early as 2012. For the Environment Report, I'm Daniel Crocker.